We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Good boy. Good job. You like your nylon bone, huh? Good boy, you.
Hello and welcome, admirable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendosat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union inaugurates an €11 million project to enhance audiovisual production in southern Mediterranean nations. In sustainable energy news, a Lebanese town begins the transition to solar power. In social science news, international researchers find that people who feel more loved tend to place less monetary value on possessions. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 16th, is the birthday of His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, born in 1927 in Machtel am Inn, Germany. Elected as head of the Roman Catholic Church on April 19, 2005, His Holiness has been an outspoken advocate on the importance of respecting the many diverse faiths as a pathway to peace. His wise guidance is cherished by millions of faithful members of the Roman Catholic religion. His Holiness has also expressed that cultivating a harmonious world includes being stewards of creation by protecting the environment with sustainable practices and safeguarding life. Our respectful gratitude, Your Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, for your message of peace and care for our earth and her inhabitants. May you celebrate a peaceful and joyful birthday.
Hawaiian News. Mexico endures worst wildfires in years. Early this week, the Mexican government requested help from the U.S. and Canada in extinguishing two of the worst wildfires seen in years, which have engulfed almost 245,000 acres since mid-March in the northern state of Coahuila, just 60 miles from the U.S. border. Flying over the affected area on Tuesday, Mexico's President Felipe Calderon promised increased equipment and personnel, as well to join the existing crew of 1,000 firefighters, 9 helicopters, and 2 small planes that have been working to put out the blazes.
Although there are no known human casualties thus far, Mexican Environment Secretary Juan Elvira Quesada expressed concern that the dry conditions, which are expected to last till mid-May, could further hinder efforts to contain the flames. An estimated 5,743 forest fires have occurred in the nation this year, consuming 155,932 hectares of land, set off by extreme dry conditions and heat that President Calderon has attributed to climate change.
We are thankful for the courageous Mexican and other international firefighters who are working together to extinguish the blaze. Our prayers for the protection of both human and animal lives, and that such dangerous conditions subside through humanity's greater care for all beings.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan. A Japanese research team found that the March 11th quake generated a record 38.9-meter-high tsunami wave in Miyako City of Iwate Prefecture. With some 139,100 people still in shelters across the nation, Japan's National Police Agency has confirmed over 13,400 fatalities and more than 14,700 missing after the disasters devastated northeastern Japan and triggered a nuclear crisis at the Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant. The casualties are expected to rise as personnel continue to look for victims. On Thursday, April 14th, Japanese police and firefighters began search operations within 10 kilometers of the nuclear power plant for the first time.
Wishing to offer encouragement to the many still displaced, Japan's Emperor Akihito and Empress Michiko visited Asahi City in Chiba Prefecture on Thursday, April 14th, in a first visit to the disaster zones, where they were gratefully received by the people there, and they are scheduled to visit more in the near future.
At the Fukushima power plant, workers are still struggling to remove some 60,000 tons of highly radioactive water filling the turbine building basements and connecting trenches of reactors number 1, 2, and 3. With the presence of the toxic water hindering vital efforts to restore reactor cooling systems, TEPCO said that more time is needed to install tanks to contain it. To aid in their efforts, the U.S. Department of Energy is sending 5 large stainless steel water storage tanks and a tractor trailer with a shielded tank. On Wednesday, workers were successful in transferring 660 tons of the contaminated water from one of the tunnels into a storage tank inside the nearby turbine building of reactor number 2.
However, the level of the radioactive water quickly rose again and was only 1.5 centimeters lower than prior to the transfer by Thursday morning. Moreover, TEPCO stated that samples of groundwater near reactors number 1 and 2 taken the day before showed that the level of radioactive iodine and cesium has increased up to several dozen times higher over the past week. This indicates that toxic water may have seeped from nearby reactor turbine buildings or elsewhere.
In response to a misunderstanding regarding how long residents who have had to evacuate the 20-kilometer zone around the plant would be displaced, the Japanese government said on Thursday they would work to better relay information with surrounding communities. Meanwhile, as radioactivity measurements in Tochigi Prefecture stabilize, the government lifted a ban on shipments of kakina leafy vegetables from the area. On Friday, Fukushima University released a large balloon to ascend some 30 kilometers above the ground, where it will provide additional radiation information and obtain other data.
Meanwhile, a convention of nuclear safety meetings sponsored by the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, was held in Vienna, Austria, where the 72 signatory parties released a statement conveying their support for Japan's efforts to stabilize the situation at the Fukushima Daiichi power facility. They also announced a decision to hold a special meeting in August 2012 to address Japan's nuclear crisis as well as more general issues of nuclear energy and safety.
We are thankful for the tireless endeavors of the officials and other personnel in Japan and other countries who continue working to stabilize the situation for all the disaster-stricken. May heaven continue to protect the Japanese people as we strive toward kinder, more uplifting lifestyles that ensure the safety of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. Despite facing conditions of uncertainty in many of their countries, people in Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Syria, Uganda, Venezuela, and Yemen continue to gather, demanding government reforms that would bring better job opportunities, living conditions, and human rights for themselves and fellow citizens.
On Thursday, April 14th, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad ordered the release of some of the detained protesters, while also naming a new cabinet and meeting with protest movement leaders in Daraa. State security services were also withdrawn from Baniyaz and replaced with the army, which is believed to be more trusted. In spite of these changes, activists expressed concern that the new cabinet includes recently dismissed ministers, as they emphasized that reforms need to continue for the country to progress.
As a violent crackdown on pro-democracy protesters continues, Bahrain's Ministry of Justice and Islamic Affairs has initiated actions to officially remove two of the country's minority parties due to their participation in the protest movement.
In response to recent protests, Morocco's King Mohammed ordered 92 political prisoners be freed while commuting several with death sentences to life in prison and reducing the prison terms of others.
Uganda minority leader Kizza Besigye was injured when police surrounded him as he was walking to join a protest march over high food and fuel prices.
The Saudi press agency reports that a U.S. church delegation led by Pastor Shaki Paul and accompanied by Fayez Hamdan, a representative of Lebanese youth in the USA, met with Saudi ambassador to Lebanon, Ali Asiri, to speak out against the recent burning of a Holy Quran by a U.S. pastor.
Following protests calling for improved conditions in Algeria, the government announced a doubling of the monthly allowance for people in the public works program, along with an offering of part-time employment and increased eligibility so that more people could qualify to be part of the program.
Multi-award-winning U.S. musician and vegan Moby joined 30,000 people in the U.S. for a fast this week, organized by a political action committee, MoveOn.org, in protest of budget reductions that decrease vital benefits to those most in need, including military veterans, women, children, and the elderly.
In Libya, the government has released Al Jazeera cameraman Norwegian Amar Al-Hamdan, the third of four journalists detained over a month ago. At the same time, government forces continue bombarding the city of Misrata on Thursday, killing at least 23 people, prompting city residents to march in protest in spite of the risk to their lives. A ship sent by the International Organization for Migration arrived in Misrata to help evacuate over 8,000 migrants, but was having difficulty unloading due to heavy shelling. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an immediate ceasefire, joined by leaders of Russia, South Africa, Brazil, and India, and also seeking diplomatic resolution to the crisis there.
With deep sadness for the suffering and loss of life, we are encouraged by the dawning tranquility in some countries as we pray that people everywhere choose to end all conflicts and live in shared dignity, freedom, and peace. In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
The way to a peacefully led society. During the Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal concert on April 10th, marking the book premiere of Supreme Master Qinghai's exquisite new poetry collection, Chances to Reflect on the Many Aspects of Love, arose through talented performances conveying the universal language of music and dance, as well as expressions of respected speakers.
Award-winning composers, singers, and talented performing artists conveyed the heartfelt verses of Supreme Master Qinghai. Then, in a live video conference, the event's special guest of honor, the poet herself, continued speaking in the theme of love as she answered questions from the audience. One participant asked if Supreme Master Qinghai would share her views on whether the recent unrest and conflicts in the world indicate a lack of love from world leaders and how peace can be achieved.
Thank you so much.
Leaders are always in danger of being misled, of being flattered, to spoil rotten. And then they will lose their original purpose. So if any leaders go wrong, I beg the world to forgive them. But we have a solution, you see, if we want to have good leaders, do not blame if we have bad leaders. We must also have a good standard ourselves. As I always said, peace begins on our plate, on our table. We have to stop the course of war. The ignorance of universal law and the lack of love in the human world in general are the reason that we have conflicts and war. We know it's hard to bear all the so-called injustice, but let God be the judge. When God declared that vengeance belonged to me, He means that do not take matters into your hands. Let the universal law take care of it. Forgive each other so that God will forgive us.
Make peace with each other so that peace will prevail. Please stop. All the war people, please stop for a moment and consider. Do not be fooled by the negative force which seeks to control our mind and stirs up hatred between us so that the war game will start and never end. Do not stay trapped in the madness of all that, which was meant to enslave our souls in the dark rim. It will never take us to heaven if we kill, no matter what. Get out of war, get out of cruelty, get out of all that is not love and kindness. If you are a hero, you can do that for yourself and for all in the world. We must live in peace, love, and thankfulness to God and all of God's creation.
We appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's deeply caring and truthful words that resonate with all peace-loving hearts. We also thank all involved in the Love of Centuries book premiere concert. Our prayers that through forgiveness and love, the leadership of all nations may ensure a future of harmony and benevolence.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal, at a later date on Enlightening Entertainment with multi-language subtitles.
India and Pakistan renewing relations. As a follow-up to meetings of the Interior and Home Secretaries in March, which represented the first official talks between the two countries since 2008, Pakistan on Thursday, April 14th, freed 89 prisoners to return home. This follows India's release several days ago of 39 Pakistani detainees. Many of the prisoners from both sides are citizens who inadvertently crossed into territorial waters of the other country. Meanwhile, an upcoming meeting is planned for discussions of key issues, including water boundaries, which may be eased. Trade meetings are also scheduled for later in April. Meanwhile, the popular tennis doubles team of Assam Ul Haq Qureshi of Pakistan and Rahan Bopanna of India have joined in calls for reconciliation through their campaign, Stop War, Start Tennis. We are very gladdened to know of the renewing of cordial ties between India and Pakistan, wishing the best for the gracious citizens of both nations as cooperative and harmonious relations prevail.
Save Our Planet. Illustrating the importance of biodiversity, a study conducted by ecologist Brad Cardinal of the University of Michigan in the USA finds that habitats containing 8 different species of algae removed the polluted nitrate from the water 4.5 times faster than streams containing just one.
Save Our Planet. In the face of threats such as climate change, 19 Latin American gene banks are working to preserve crop diversity by regenerating thousands of unique varieties of coffee, tomatoes, chili peppers, beans, and other edibles.
Save Our Planet. The state government of Maharashtra in India states that climate change effects have caused the ruin of an estimated 80% of the year's mango crop, as an unseasonable short winter ended too quickly, with temperatures that have already soared to scorching summer readings of 41 degrees Celsius.
The kangaroo, and this is my handsome son, baby Joey.
We're very happy about being wholesome vegan. Here to share a tip about the environment.
You can reduce the need for paper towels by using washable cotton cloths or cut up old towels or sheets.
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the European Union inaugurates an 11 million euro project to enhance audiovisual production in southern Mediterranean nations. These include Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. The endeavor, which is part of the Euromed Partnership Initiative, will offer training sessions and help with film distribution. Furthermore, assistance will be provided in the development of systems which make it possible for users to watch videos on demand. Our sincere appreciation, European Union, for your generous support. May the marvelous media of film bring many benefits and much enjoyment to the warm-hearted people of the southern Mediterranean region.
In sustainable energy news, a Lebanese town begins the transition to solar power. The residents of Arab Salim in southern Lebanon have approved a plan to bring solar water heaters into every home, beginning with a pilot project of 100 homes. Both the municipal government and the company installing the solar water heaters have agreed to each pay $100 of the installation expenses. The cost per household will then be approximately $400. The equipment should pay for itself in under 2 years, with the average annual savings estimated at $260 per household. Congratulations, Arab Salim residents and government, on taking this eco-friendly and cost-saving step. May every city and town adopt earth-loving ways for a bright planetary future. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a study shows that people who feel more inwardly secure place less value on possessions. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Please stay tuned for more mind-soothing news on Supreme Master Television.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To help end homelessness, the Community Development Authority in Hawaii, USA, partners with the organization Hawaii Helping the Hungry Have Hope in initiating a project that provides work experience and wages, along with matching funds for participants to put toward a home.
After excavating an area in China's northwest Shanxi province, archaeologists discover artifacts dating back more than 2,000 years, including such items as an exquisitely painted lacquer box and 11 rare cylindrical bamboo containers.
At a BRICS meeting in China, leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa agree on a set of proposals for the reform of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank to help ensure global economic stability, as well as a plan to enhance cooperation between their countries.
Presiding at the official launch of the Kumasi Vocational Training Institute's construction, Ghanaian President John Evans Atta Mills affirms the government's continued commitment to serve the people by distributing resources and building facilities such as schools to benefit all communities.
Former Soviet Union President Mikhail Gorbachev is recovering after a successful operation for a spine problem at a hospital in Munich, Germany, and is expected to leave the hospital in the next few days.
Creating a set of unique musical instruments out of industrial pipes and other materials, a group of professional plumbers from the Nizhny Novgorod region in Russia formed the musical ensemble Plumbers Jazz in the hope of being the country's first piping band.
Launched by the Demi and Ashton Foundation, which was founded by U.S. actors Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, a new campaign seeks to bring awareness about child sex slavery in the USA in an effort to eliminate human trafficking and help rehabilitate innocent victims.
Russian news source RT reports that Chechnya's President Ramzan Kadyrov has appointed the Russian Republic's first female governmental minister, Khadija Dudayeva, as the region's deputy chief.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.